having you tell me, if you just begin by telling me, giving me some, how did you get some, how did you get some personal data? First, your full name.
My full name is Marion. Which is a hard one.
I've heard that name. There was a football player name. I know that name. When I was probably 14 or 15 years old, I think his name was Elmer.
Elmer.
He was an All-American from the Army.
I remember the last name, too. I didn't remember very much about him, but we don't run across the name too often. You know, it's a Scotch name,
sure.
Which is surprising.
Yeah.
But we found it in a book of clans of Scotland.
Uh-huh.
And we were amazed. Most people say, oh, it's French or some, another national origin.
Were you born here?
Yes, I was born in Knoxville.
And you said you were at your age?
44.
And you were a church?
Presbyterian.
Are you employed well, or have you been?
In the past I have been. Actually, right now I work for my husband, who is a landscape architect, and he has an office at home, so if you hear people running up and down the steps and doing things, that's part of his business. But I do secretarial work for him right now.
And what other, have you done other kinds of work?
Yeah, after I graduated from college, I worked for the personnel office at the university for a few years, and then I worked for American Airlines for a little while.
Okay. Now, take this chronologically. What part of Knoxville did you live in as a child?
We lived in East Knoxville.
Now, what is that community called? Does it have a name, or is it just
called that? It was called Park City. And I lived in the same house for 25 years.
From the time
I was born, which seems like a long time.
That's true. That's something that's very rare. The average American doesn't live in the same house for more than 5 years.
Yeah, well, we haven't. Since I've been here, we have lived numerous different places, so it really is different for me.
What was the name of the elementary school?
Let's see, it was Park City Lowry. I guess that's L-O-W-R-Y, I think.
And you went there
with
your
8th grade?
Through 6,
and then there was a junior high school, which was 7 through 9, and that was Park Junior High School. And then at that time we had just one central high school, which was Knoxville High School.
Yeah.
Everybody in the city went there.
Everybody was
white.
Was it segregated?
All these were segregated.
Yeah. And that was Knoxville High School.
And now they have broken down, into each area.
Yeah.
High schools now. And the one in the neighborhood where we used to live in the Park City area is East High School. If you've been at Knoxville College, you've probably heard about Austin East. Now, it's predominantly a neighbor.
That was the junior high school.
Well, it was a high school, but they built it several years after we moved out of the neighborhood.
You mean that all the high school students in Knoxville
were
one high school?
There was a vocational school. And then there was a county high school. There were really just two major high schools, county and city.
An enormous high school.
Yeah, it was big. And it was fun because it was a melting pot,
yeah.
So from all areas.
Now, what year did you go